Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Siriano. Hi, everyone. I hope you enjoyed your week. And more importantly, I hope you found time to pray to Jesus. I start the show each week with a reminder about prayer because to me, there is nothing more important than prayer. Through prayer, we can talk directly to Jesus anytime we want about anything on our minds. Prayer can free us of all our burdens and worries because the more we pray, the stronger our relationship with the Lord becomes. And as it grows, we learn how to let go and let God. This is when we give all our troubles to the Lord and let Him handle them. Once we do, we live our lives in peace and contentment. What I just told you does make sense, but for too many years, I didn't believe any of it or understand it. Because I had very little faith, and that was because I didn't pray. Luckily, my life was turned around completely when in 2010, the Lord intervened, allowing me to find Jesus, and to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about accepting the challenge and how when we choose the Christian way of life, we have to accept the responsibility of following the laws and commands of our God, not just when it's convenient, but all the time. On today's show, we'll talk about something many of us are guilty of often, and that is being quick to criticize. We all indeed have opinions, and that's fine. We can be critical of a movie, a song, a book, or whatever. But as Christians, we should not be critical of one another. Unfortunately, too often that is not the case. We criticize those who don't agree with us about something. We criticize those who don't dress the way we think they should. And we criticize those who don't act the way we think they should. We allow ourselves to give into unchristian prejudices regarding race, ethnicity, or other religions. And we even criticize fellow Christians if we don't think they're practicing their faith the way we think they should. Well, guess what? There is absolutely no place whatsoever for criticizing one another in the life of a Christian. There is only one judge in the Christian world, and that is God. Worst yet, it's bad enough when our criticisms are kept to ourselves. But when we share those criticisms with others, we are now making things a lot worse. It leads to gossip and the spreading of rumors and can and will cause irreparable damage that will impact relationships and people's feelings and lead to even more criticism. This is wrong, very wrong, and it is not Christian. In the Bible it says, James chapter 4, verse 11, "Do not grumble against one another, brothers, so that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the door." This Bible verse makes it clear that it is not up to us to judge or criticize one another, and when we do, the Lord will be judging us when our day of judgment comes. There is no place in the Christian world for criticizing one another. So why do we do it? There are several reasons. The first can be fear. When we see someone who is different than us, perhaps they dress differently, speak differently, or come from a different country. Because we do not understand their culture, we may fear it. Another reason, and this is more the case, when we are critical of someone else, it makes us feel better about ourselves because we perceive ourselves as being better than that person. How sad is that when that happens, and how shallow we are when we let it happen? Whatever the reason, we have to understand that as Christians, we must accept everyone for who they are because each of us are God's people. Learning how not to be critical of one another is another step in living life as a Christian. We're talking about today's topic, which is quick to criticize. Why do many of us, the minute we see someone, perhaps in a store or a restaurant, are quick to criticize their appearance? We look at their hair, their clothes, and what they may be carrying, and we immediately make an evaluation in our minds. This is not the Christian way. And guess what? For those of us that do, chances are that many of the people we are being critical of are just as critical of us. But as Christians, we have to get beyond this. And rather than being critical, we need to embrace everyone and look for what we like about that person rather than what we don't. This is a practice that all of us need to get in the habit of before we criticize someone. That's an important part of our Christian faith. The first song I'm going to play today has a nice message. The song is called Give It to Him, and it's another way of saying let go and let God. When I wrote this song, I thought about why so many of us choose to hold on to our burdens and how difficult life is when we do. But when we choose to give it to Him, meaning give the Lord all our troubles and let Him handle them, our lives are so much better. In the verses, we hear how our emotions get in the way and mislead us, which causes us to hold on to our problems. And then in the chorus, how much better life is when we give all that is troubling us to the Lord. The words in the chorus are, give it to Him. All your woes will be cared for. Give it to Him and open up your heart. Give it to Him, He knows all the answers. Give it to Him, trust in God. Please listen now to my song, Give It to Him.
Fear is the fuel for worry. Doubt is what leads to fear. Let go, give it to Him. Time is a while things pass, but faith is made to last. Let go, give it to Him. He will not do what you want, but He will do what is right. Listen to Him, give Him your trust, for He is love, He is life. Give it to Him.
Give it to Him, all your woes.
to hear me. He knows all the answers. Give it to him. Trust in God. Give it to him. All your woes will be kept for. Give it to him and open your heart. Give it to him.
We'll be right back.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-589-8654. 800-589-8654. That's 800-589-8654.
Today's topic is quick to criticize. For many of us who are quick to criticize one another, it's a habit that needs to be ended, just like any other bad habit, like excessive smoking or overeating. However, that can be easier said than done, because typically our behavior becomes automatic and is instilled in us. Yet, when we want to change, if we really want to change something about ourselves, the easiest way is through prayer. The Lord knows that we need His help and that too often we can't be successful without it. Pray to Jesus and let Him know that we are aware that we are quick to criticize one another, that we know we are not being Christian, and that we need His help and strength so that we can change. In prayer, open up to Jesus and let Him know that we want to learn how to see the good in everyone and not be critical of the things we don't understand or agree with. Pray to Jesus and ask for His guidance on how and when we encounter someone that we would be critical of, to stop ourselves before we are and to put positive thoughts in our minds about the person. Remember, when we are being critical of one another, we are not pleasing the Lord, but we are making the devil very happy because our criticisms pull us away from our God. Pray to Jesus and ask Him to give us strength to resist the devil, who may very well help us be critical through his temptations. And pray to Jesus to ask His help for us not to criticize anyone about what we may see as a reason to. This goes not just for those we don't know, but our family and friends as well. And this includes all types of criticisms we have, such as being jealous of someone for their wealth or possessions, or possibly their good looks or health. As Christians, we are obligated to accept everyone for who they are. We can pray to Jesus to ask Him to intervene when we see someone we know who is being critical of someone else. Also, we can pray to Jesus and ask Him to intercede when we know someone that is being critical of us. Ask Jesus to open their eyes so that they can see how wrong they are and teach them to accept everyone for who they are. Through prayer, we can ask the Lord for whatever we need for ourselves and others. So as we go through our week, remember to ask Jesus to help us not be quick to criticize and to learn to look for the good in everyone. Understanding the many ways we can use prayer is another part of living life as a Christian. Talking more about quick to criticize, in the Bible it says, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it." This Bible verse is telling us that our only concern should be that of ourselves and not others. There is no need or any reason for us to be critical of someone else. Instead, we must take care of ourselves and give our devotion to our God. Only God can and will judge others. Try from this point on when we encounter someone we don't know, rather than notice what we don't like, look for something positive. We see a young woman dressed in a way we disapprove of, Forget that and smile at her. I'll bet she will smile back. If you see a man you don't know who in your mind desperately needs a shave, don't bother. Maybe he's in the middle of a construction job. So rather than be critical, express a nice gesture, like a nod, and see what happens. He'll probably respond in a friendly way, and when he does, you may notice something positive, like he has nice eyes. We can actually make a game out of this until it becomes instilled and automatic in our behavior. If we want to change, thinking this way along with God's help will get us there. The next song I'm going to play is a fun and upbeat worship song called Be a Believer. As Christians, we all believe in God, Jesus, His only Son, and the Holy Spirit. So why not sing about it? In the verses, we hear how great our God is, full of love and kindness. And then in a chorus, what it means to be a believer. Please listen now to my song, Be a Believer. Be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the 21st Sunday in ordinary time. In the gospel, we come to the conclusion of what has taken place the last 3 weeks when Jesus, through his teachings, explains that he is the bread of life and that only through him can we get into heaven. Many of the disciples today are not sure about Jesus and not sure if they will continue to follow him. Jesus knows who the believers are, those who do not, and those who will betray him. Many of the disciples choose to leave and return to their way of life. Jesus asks the 12 apostles if any of them wish to leave, but Peter answers, "To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." The message in the gospel is clear. We have come to the crossroads of Jesus' ministry, the believers and the non-believers. I chose an alternate psalm for today, Psalm 100. We are his people. The message of the psalm is clear, for it acknowledges God our Father as the overseer of all his people. The psalm is one of worship and praise. In writing the music for the psalm, I chose to use the ancient text, supported by a contemporary melody and musical arrangement. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 100, We Are His People.
Sheep of his flock, we are his people, the sheep of his flock. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Sheep of his flock.
We'll be right back.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-589-8654. 800-589-8654. That's 800-589-8654.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, God's Song. Wishing to encourage her young son's progress on the piano, a mother took a boy to a Paderewski concert. After they were seated, the mother spotted a friend in the audience and walked down the aisle to greet her. Seizing the opportunity to explore the wonders of the concert hall, the little boy rose and eventually explored his way through a door marked No Admittance. When the house lights dimmed and the concert was about to begin, the mother returned to her seat and discovered that her child was missing. Suddenly, the curtains parted and the spotlights focused on the impressive Steinway on stage. In horror, the mother saw her little boy was sitting at the keyboard, innocently picking out Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. At that moment, the great master made his entrance, quickly moved to the piano and whispered in the boy's ear, "Don't quit, keep playing." Then leaning over, Paderewski reached down with his left hand and began filling in a bass part. Soon his right arm reached around the other side of the child, and he added a running obbligato. Together, the old master and the young novice transformed a frightening situation into a wonderfully creative experience. The audience was so mesmerized, they couldn't recall what else the great master played, only the classic Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. That's the way it is with God. What we can accomplish on our own is hardly noteworthy. We try our best, but the results aren't exactly graceful, flowing music. However, with the hand of the master, our life's work truly can be beautiful. Next time you set out to accomplish great feats, listen carefully. You can hear the voice of the master whispering in your ear, "Don't quit, keep playing." Feel his loving arms around you. Know that his strong hands are there helping you to turn your feeble attempts into true masterpieces. God doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called, and he'll always be there to love and guide you on to great things. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go!